Hello, Eagle fans. I'm Chris McPherson, and welcome to this Friday edition of the Eagles Update. First, some big news. The open practice that was originally scheduled for Saturday has been moved to Sunday. Gates open at 8:30 a.m. Parking and attendance are free. Practice kicks off at 10 a.m. But again, the open practice scheduled for Saturday will now be on Sunday at Lincoln Financial Field. Now, as for the action on the field, it was the first time the Eagles engaged in 7-on-7 and team blitz drills with the full squad in attendance. The receivers won the day as quarterback Carson Wentz took advantage of Alshon Jeffrey's catch radius, and Torrey Smith had contested catches against starting cornerbacks Jalen Mills and Patrick Robinson. For Smith, it was the right way to get training camp going.
Yeah, I mean, once you can make those plays consistently, it helps definitely take the pressure off. You should be able to make the easy plays. So it's great competition out there. You know, you're going to get that each and every day. And as with camp, there's going to be highs and lows. So I just want to keep the positive days going and continue to build the momentum as an offense, because everyone as a whole, you know, when one person makes a play, like Alshon started the day off well, you know, then everything just kind of started flowing. So we just have to continue to feed off each other and continue to get better.
What I've learned from Torrey is, you know, his ability to just let the game of football come to him. You know, I really respect that. You know, he doesn't press. You know, he goes out there, he lines up, he competes at the point of attack when the ball comes his way. He works to get open, he works his technique. And as the game flows, you know, special things happen because he's prepared for it.
Friday also marked the debut of tight end Adam Zaruba, the Canadian rugby sensation who was signed to the team earlier this week but had to wait to get his visa before returning to the United States. Football has always been a dream for Zaruba, and this presented a unique opportunity.
Yeah, it's been a dream of mine to do this for a long time. I mean, rugby has sort of been my focus for the last 4 years, but you know, I've always wanted to come back and give football a shot, and you know, this opportunity is awesome, and I'm thankful for it, and it's a lot of fun. Today was a good day so far.
How confident are you that you could land a spot on this team?
Well, I mean, like, athletically, I know that like I can shape up and do it. It's going to be getting into my book and learning everything and making sure that I can adapt to all the systems and everything like that. But I'm feeling good. Like, every day, just keep getting better, and we'll see what happens.
Fletcher Cox is thrilled with the offseason additions made along the defensive line. He expects Tim Jernigan to help create more one-on-one opportunities for him to get to the quarterback. That's vital because Cox understands that he must be the catalyst up front.
I wouldn't say that it has to be pressure. It's that I know that I have to set the tone for this front four. And if I don't set it, then I feel like the tone will never get set, because, you know, those guys, you know, kind of look forward to me setting the tone every day.
While there's no question about Cox's status on the team, backup slot cornerback Aaron Grimes is fighting his way to try to make the 53-man roster. He had a pick six in Friday's practice and is looking to build upon his experience from his first year in Philadelphia.
I mean, for players like me in my position, we got to come out and we got to make noise early and often. You know, we got to carry it through all through camp. You know, we can't have off days, you know, and good days and off days. Every day's got to be consistent, you know, for us. And so for a play like that to get me started, to get my, you know, my drive, my motivation, you know, kind of get me going, you know, kind of start my camp off right. And then, you know, that way tomorrow I wake up, you know, I'm ready to do it again.
Again, the first open practice has been moved from Saturday to Sunday, so we hope we see you all at Lincoln Financial Field. Now, the first pad practice will still take place on Saturday afternoon here at the NovaCare Complex. Make sure to join us for complete coverage. I'm Chris McPherson, and thank you for joining us here on the Eagles Update. Have a great day, everyone.